leading Christians to worship and the study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing.
Yes.
God is doing great things, and it is what? Friday. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we say happy Friday to all our listeners. Make your day count, family. We hope you have been enjoying the Word of God all week on restoration. And we teach all week on the Word that God wants to restore at marriage. God wants to restore your finance. God wants to restore your health. If you're strong in those three areas, man, the church is powerful. When we have a church that is full of strong marriages, when we have a church that is full of healthy bodies, healthy in spirit, healthy in physical strength, and I have a church that's full, that is restored in their finance, is financially sound, oh, what a wonder we can do in the world. Mm-hmm. We can do power, man. We'll be a powerhouse to do all things. So in those three areas, it's very vital, it's very important for us, our listeners, especially Make Your Day family, to catch the revelation and to pray the prayer, Lord, I pray for health in my life, that I live a healthy life. Every day of my life, I will live it in good health. Lord, I live it in prosperity. That means, and when we use, don't misunderstand us now, when we use the word prosperity, we're talking prospering all things. If you prospering in money and not prospering in health, you're not prospering. I ain't know no sick man who prosper. A man who is prospering is a man who is prospering in all things. And if you're prospering in health and prospering in finance and not in righteousness, you're not prospering. And I can show you this scripture with the rich fool. He got everything. He was prospering in health. He was prospering in wealth. But he wasn't prospering in righteousness. And that night the Bible says, call him a fool. Thou fool, your soul requires thee. Wherewith all your wealth is going now. Give, you know, boom. So when we talk about prosperity, get it straight. We're talking about prospering in all years of your life. In those three areas, righteousness, health, and finance. That's prosperity.
In order to initiate the restoration process, we have to cry out, restore.
Come on.
Isaiah chapter 42, verse 22, it says, no one said, restore. All these things were going on. And no one said restore. So we have the ability to declare restore. Why do we have the ability to declare restore? Because there is breath in our body. And when 12 years ago, December 12th, 2012, the God of the City altar was raised to the Lord Jesus Christ here in the city of Cocoa on State Road 520 as a way of declaring restoration. There were four specific horns that were revealed to Pastor Beckford in prayer that were holding the city of Cocoa. And the scriptures come from Zechariah chapter 1 and chapter 2. And the horns holding the city were causing, as it says in Zechariah, the people to be cast down, unable to lift up their head. And it says that the craftsmen are coming to bring terror upon the horn. So when the craftsmen are in position, when they're building, when they're crying out, restore, when they are fulfilling their purpose and their assignment in the earth realm, it brings terror upon the enemy, terror upon every spirit of destruction. John 10:10 tells us that the thief only comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus has come so that we can live life and life more abundantly. So when we are living that abundant life, then we are not a candidate for steal, kill, and destroy. We're living a life bound in Christ. So in the very beginning, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, God saw that there was a problem. And when he saw that there was a problem, he did something about it. What did he do? He said something. So he used the power of his mouth.
Yes.
He used the power of his breath. He declared restore. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Verse 2, "The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the place of the waters, the face of the waters. And God said, 'Let there be light.' And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from darkness." So who spoke this? The Lord spoke it. So when he saw darkness, when he saw a void, he cried out, "Restore."
Yes.
He declared the solution.
Yes.
"Let there be light. Bring it forth."
Yes.
He declared the solution. Now in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, the Bible tells us, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being." Now, once the breath was put into the nostrils of man, now it was man who was given the words to speak. We heard the Lord say in Genesis chapter 1, "There be light." And he went through each day of creation. He declared it directly. But once we get now the breath comes into man, the prophetic voice, God's voice, is now coming through the voice of man. The Lord is telling them what to declare. The Lord told Moses, he said it. The Lord told Jeremiah, he said it. See, now the Lord is bringing forth his message through the breath of man. There's two accounts in the Bible where there was an audible voice of God where he spoke, and it was pertaining to Jesus Christ. He said, "This is my beloved son, hear him." He said, "And so, this is my beloved son, in him I'm well pleased." So that voice, God directly speaking, that power was given now over to the dominion of man when God breathed his breath into Adam's nostril. Now it was the Lord speaking through man. He said things, and he told his people then to say it. He didn't say it audibly. He said it to them, and they were the mouthpiece to the people. So the people were declaring based off of what God said. So the power, the authority, was now in the breath of man. And we're to cry out, "Restore." In Isaiah chapter 42, verses 5 through 9, in version, it tells us, "God the Lord created the heavens and stretched them out. He created the earth and everything in it. He gives breath to everyone, life to everyone who walks the earth. And it is he who says, 'I, the Lord, have called you to demonstrate my righteousness. I will take you by the hand and guard you, and I will give you to my people Israel as a symbol of my covenant with them. And you will be a light to guide the nations. You will open the eyes of the blind. You will free the captives from prison, releasing those who sit in dark dungeons. I am the Lord. That is my name. I will not give my glory to anyone else, nor shall my praise to carved idols. Everything I prophesied has come true. And now I will prophesy again. I will tell you the future before it happens." So God's voice, his prophetic voice, comes through now men. Once the breath was in man, it was man who was given now the words to speak, the power to be able to cry out, "Restore." In Ezekiel chapter 37, starting at verse 4, where the Lord was communicating to Ezekiel through Ezekiel to prophesy, again he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over them, and there was no breath in them. Also he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry, and our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. So it tells how they got into that condition, by what they said. What did they say? They said, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. And that became their reality. Until now, the word comes through Ezekiel. He says, prophesy. The Lord is telling him what to say, but the Lord is not saying it himself to the people. He's not releasing his voice on his own. When you go through creation in Genesis chapter 1, he say it directly. He releases that creative power, that dominion out of his mouth directly into the circumstance. But in the other places, he's speaking it through his prophets, those who he had gave breath to then cry out, restore. So he tells Ezekiel to prophesy specific words. Physical things started shifting and coming together, but the ultimate thing that was needed, the breath, it wasn't there yet. So you say, okay, you have it looked like it's coming together good. Now prophesy to that piece that's still needed. Prophesy to the breath. Call it from the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west. Now, when things, you know, we get excited and we begin to do things, and then we get to a place sometimes where it doesn't seem like we're going to be able to bring it to fulfillment. We only get to a certain stage, and then we get discouraged, or we get distracted and we disengage with what we were doing. But when we get to that point, we have to prophesy specifically our expectation, what is still needed in order to bring that thing to completion. In Daniel chapter 5, it tells us down in verse 23 that it's God who holds our breath in his hand, and he owns all of our ways. So there is an expectation for us to do something with this breath that he has put into our bodies, to cry out, restore. Cry out, restore.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count. Are
you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Something that no other friend could have.